FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Wiggity, what, what? That's right. You're listening to the Friday Night Shindig Live, and we are live, and we are wiggity winning this week because it's 2 weeks in a row, Ben.
We're not live, and it's kind of not really a shindig in a way because we're only here for half an hour.
Ben, don't start off on a negative note.
I know,
come
but
on, don't be a terrible Tommy.
I want to put on record. I want to put on record that me and you, proper feminists,
yeah,
have reduced our show this week from an hour and a half to half an hour, so FC Radio can broadcast women's team coverage.
That's right.
On Friday night. This is
Ben. If I had it my way, we'd have replaced you on the show with a couple of women years ago.
It's not very nice.
Not nice to you, but nice to the women.
That's true. That is true.
You know, it's a take and go situation. You know.
You're the presenter. No, you're a presenter.
I mean, it's just because I'm recording this week, so I feel like I'm in control.
You are in control. Go for it.
So you're listening to the Friday Night Shindig here on FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And as Ben said, this is just a half an hour shindig. We're going to bring you a few interviews and a little bit of banter, and then it's over to women's team for FC Live. And Ben's going to be commentating on that, Ben?
I will be, yes.
That's something to look forward to. And now I'm going to hand over to Ben for his introduction to the show as well. What have you got coming up this week, Ben?
I was just about to ask you, are you looking forward to the women's game, the big women's game this evening?
The big women? Really looking forward to the big women's game. I mean, standard-sized women, as you know, big fan of their place in society. But I still feel like the big women aren't really getting a look in on the feminist movement. So the fact that we are broadcasting a football match between big women is something to celebrate.
I meant the stature of the game. It's the County Cup final.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Manchester FC United of Manchester against, you're all over it. You might as well introduce this.
Yeah, sure. It's the women's team for FC United in the County Cup final, and they're playing Shetton, little-known women's football team from Derbyshire, I'm going to say. It sounds like a Derbyshire place.
Do you understand? County Cup final.
Right.
County. Greater Manchester, yeah? FC, why are you going to Derbyshire?
FC United?
Yes.
They're not a county.
No, but they're in the county of Greater Manchester, clearly.
Oh, I see what game we're playing. Are we playing Salford's ladies?
No.
Are we playing Wigan's women?
No.
Are we playing Failsworth Feminines?
Just fail, Marv.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're playing the Manchester Stingers. You were nearly right.
Close.
So that's coming up at 7:30 this evening. So we'll be bringing you live coverage. We've also got Tom Greaves coming up. I caught up with him on Thursday this week. And we've also got a little pre-match chat with Swampy because, of course, FC United are playing Darlington this weekend. And we'll be previewing that game over the course of the next half an hour.
It's a six-pointer, wouldn't you say, Ben?
I think... we'll find out what Swampy thinks. But I feel like we've turned a corner following last week's victory over Tamworth.
Oh, yeah? Ever the optimist, eh?
I think we're all right now.
All evidence is pointing to the other direction. You go, you know what? We're turning a corner.
I think we have turned a corner.
Have been turning a corner for the last 3 years.
I'm looking at the league table, and at time of recording this on Wednesday night, 9:10, Curzon Ashton are beating Gainsborough Trinity. If that stays the same, FC United will be 10 points clear of second bottom Gainsborough. That just leaves one relegation spot, and we're currently 6 points clear of that relegation spot.
How far off the playoffs are we?
I think that's 10 points from the playoffs.
So you know, it's anywhere. You know, it could go anywhere yet.
And we've got York on Tuesday. Good angle for the questions this week with Tom. Thanks, Marv.
You're welcome, mate.
Shall we hear from Swampy then?
Yeah, why not?
Welcome back to the Friday Night Shindig, Swampy. First things first, we did ask the question about this Darlington... No, actually, you know what? How rude of me. How are you?
I'm fine, Marv. How are you?
I'm all good. I'm from up north, like proper north. Why are
you? No, I think you've got it slightly wrong there, Ben.
I'm a Yorkshire man.
No, you're...
Right, anyway.
Where is he?
Marv, he's in work. We're recording this on Friday. He's in work.
I know, but he's let you down again, Ben. I mean, he could have nipped out for half an hour, sat in the toilets and done the show, couldn't he?
He could have.
I mean, you know, some might say that's as good as it gets. It's full of toilet humour and the show stinks a bit.
It does stink a bit. But you're here to... You're the potpourri or the potpourri of this show, Swampy.
I'm no pope. I'm no saviour.
No, absolutely not. So, just your first question then. Is this a six-pointer tomorrow?
Well, it's interesting, Ben, because you look at the other games around FC tomorrow. You've got the likes of Gainsborough Trinity playing York City. You've got Leamington versus Curzon and Ashton. Nuneaton, who are safe now, but are just slightly above FC, playing Salford City. You know, you've got Alfreton Town away at Brackley. You know, if those results go against FC United, most of those teams are now on 44 points. They'll be dragged up to where FC are on 47 points, and then we've got a plethora of teams, all with either one game in hand, or indeed the same games, but all on the same points. So it goes back to squeaky bum time to a degree.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Well, so the question is, yes, it really is. It's a must-win for FC, to be honest, for me, against Darlington. That takes us to that 50, that golden 50-point mark, which I think we'll see everybody save. But if those teams around us tomorrow do manage to get results now, if we look at it realistically, Brackley, I can't see getting beat at home in any way, shape or form by Alfreton, so that's got to be of benefit. I think Gainsborough Trinity will be fighting for their lives, and I can see, because York City at this moment in time are on a downward spiral, and in a certain way, that's good for us. They're still in the playoffs, but they're not performing brilliantly at the moment. They've not won in two or three games now. If Gainsborough can get something out of that, that really helps us against York anyway. And Gainsborough, I don't think, are going to catch us, which is fair enough. Then you've got the likes of Leamington versus Curzon. Now, Curzon had a good result last night. And Leamington, you know, are a team that on the day can perform. You look at that game there and you'd see maybe a draw within that game. Then you've got the Nuneaton game against Salford, and you know, if Salford are looking at the aspirations of winning the league, you can only see a Salford win there. So, and then you've got Stockport County versus Telford, and Telford again with a cracking win last night. Again, I spoke to Ellie Newby on the non-league show, pretty much of the opinion that Telford have enough to get out of that bottom three. And lo and behold, last night they got out of the bottom three for the first time. They've got a couple of games as well, and they get a bit of impetus. They should be okay. So, all those games said, if FC win their game, then there's nothing to worry about. Darlington are in a similar position to FC United of Manchester, looking to secure their place in the league this season. And let's hope that we can get a good game of football and FC can, you know, secure the 3 points.
I mean, it's getting to the stage now, though, where you are... I'm certainly doing it. I don't know if you're doing it, but I'm handpicking teams who I go, right, you're going to get relegated, not FC United. And you know, there's a big over recent weeks, it's been a case of, oh, we want as many teams with us as possible, all struggling. But now it's getting to the stage where I just want you to fill that last remaining relegation spot, and that I can have a nice summer then. It's a bit cruel, isn't it? But that's where we are. And I think, are you looking at Alfreton and Tamworth and Gainsborough to help us out here?
Well, I mean, you know, you look at Gainsborough have played 38 games on 37 points, so there's 10 points between ourselves and Gainsborough, who's second bottom, so you can't see Gainsborough in any way, shape or form, you know, catching the likes of Southport FC, or even perhaps Curzon. Tamworth are on a downward spiral, they lost the last two, as have Gainsborough as well, and, you know, they're on 42 points, they've played 39 games as well. You know, we know North Ferriby have already been relegated, so they're a team that, you know, are playing, well, have been playing with a little bit of confidence, but they've been beaten the last two games. Telford are on the up, they're now in 18th position on 44 points. So I think you can look at you look at 18th position and above, they're the teams, Telford, Leamington, Curzon, are the teams that can affect FC United. I honestly believe that FC are safe, but I think that extra 3 points tomorrow will be the security blanket that they require. I can see, as it is at this moment in time, the final team going down is going to be between Alfreton and between Tamworth. And I think the defeat to FC United last week for Tamworth, I think that defeat against FC was a massive, massive blow for them. I listened to their manager having a chat, and, you know, he was very, very disappointed. The one thing, though, FC can do is affect it even more so with a game against Alfreton on the 21st, you know, so we've got to go there yet and play Alfreton.
I was going to ask you one last question. There's 12 points available to FC United for the remainder of the season, and York City in the playoffs are 10 points clear of FC United. Are we now on FC Radio officially ruling out a run on the playoffs?
Ben, I've been ruling out that from the beginning of the season, in all fairness. I mean, you know, the giddiness...
Yes, well, that was negativity. That was negativity.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, no, well, the thing is, to be honest, Ben, all these results might mean nothing at all by Saturday evening when World War III and all those nukes start firing all over the world. So, you know, at this moment in time, football could be very inconsequential. Imagine us holding up the Manchester Premier Cup and as the first bomb flies over and it's Mostyn. You know, it's not good. It's not a good time in this world because of certain people. But
just to say on the plus side, if it does happen on Saturday night, at least we don't have to watch the Generation game on Sunday. So,
well, I know.
Every mushroom cloud.
I normally enjoy myself in the public house on a Sunday afternoon. But if it's to happen, Ben, I'd rather be with my family. And unfortunately, Estelle, as you know, is still in Brussels.
Come round here. I'm your surrogate mother anyway. Come round here. You're fine.
Three minutes to get to your gaff. No, I think you'd probably go. You know what you'd probably do? I just realised you'd probably say, "Just a favour, Swampy. Bob Brown, just take us to the Chinese, will you?" And I'll be back to eat. Say goodbye to the kids. And for me, and I'll go for the Chinese.
What would the fortune cookie say?
It would say, to be honest, I don't think you need to pay for this.
So that was Swampy.
Yeah, and I haven't decided yet if I'm going to be able to get to the FC United AGM, if I did go to the AGM, and if Swampy was there to receive the interview at the AGM. If not, that was a down the line interview, as they say in the industry.
Why would you not be going to the AGM?
Because it's Thursday night, and Thursday night is, in this house, is called Bedlam Night. It's where I've got about 6 shows to record and edit.
What you want to do is change the name of the night. You know, because Bedlam Night is only going to bring Bedlam to your front door. What you want to do is call it, like, the Night of Tranquility.
But it's not. I've got so much work on Thursday.
Just don't prejudge it. Just don't prejudge it. Next week, go into it going, you know what? This Thursday's going to be nice and easy. Just no stress at all. And then just, you know, find your way with it.
Arguably, it's going to be worse this week because I've got a football match to commentate on the Friday, and I like Friday as my overspill. Yeah. Anyway, we'll be hearing from
We all Tom like your Greaves. Overspill, Ben.
We'll be hearing from Tom Greaves in a second. But, Marv, it's now time for a bit of football talk. What have you got?
Well, Ben, Liverpool are good again, and City are now bad, and Arsenal are good again, and United are bad, and Chelsea have been completely forgotten about. I think that's really it. I think that's the review. I'm fully, Ben, as you know, I've been tired of football for a while, especially the top end, you know. It's just this ever-rotating merry-go-round of, oh, they're really good, they're playing brilliantly. Oh, they're really bad and they don't deserve to win anything. Oh, my God. It's a long season, guys.
But, Marv, have you seen the news and have you been following the news that Mick McCarthy has left his job at Ipswich today?
Did he leave or was he pushed?
He left. His time at Ipswich has been littered with, yes, we play boring football, but we're Ipswich. What do you want from us? And a lot of Ipswich supporters going, well, it's not the Ipswich way to play boring football. And as an outsider to Ipswich, Marv, I was just wondering, as someone who, you know, you've been in the Championship on and off now for the last 48 years, just wondering what you thought about what exactly is Ipswich?
Yeah.
What is the Ipswich way?
Well, a lot of people from Ipswich, Ben, would suggest they stole their style of football from Johan Cruyff in the 70s and Ruud Gullit and people like that. So it's like Ipswich sexy football. So it's not sexy football. It's like Ipswich sexy.
I've got about 7 jokes that popped into my head.
Well, exactly. That's my problem. Exactly. I can't go any further because going further means I have to describe what Ipswich sexy is. And we all know that for me to go down that line, I mean, it's no offence to Ipswich. This could be anywhere we're talking about, and I'd make the same jokes. But I don't want people to write in, you know how many complaints we get, Ben. I don't want people writing in going, oh, Marv doesn't like Ipswich because, you know, stuff. Yeah, it's not into it.
Also going
plus,
a bit...
Ben, I'm trying to have a week of positivity.
Oh, I was about to give you some positivity.
Oh, good. All right.
I've watched this week, having said, you know, I'm struggling being a father at this time.
What's up, mate?
Well, just the United City thing and that. And, you know, we've discussed it at great depth. But really, what was really getting to me was the fact that football at the moment, and you know, you've touched on it, it's a bit predictable, isn't it? And there's not much going on.
I didn't say predictable, mate. Just boring.
A bit tired.
Really,
yeah.
Boring. Really, really
but
boring.
This week has been tremendous. We had the derby at the weekend. That was fun. Watched that on the team bus on the way home from Tamworth. It was nice to highlight the fact that, because I've had concerns that FC United might be coming a bit Bertie-fied over the years, but it transpires that there's a good sizable chunk of United fans and Reds still on the team bus, and that was quite evident on the way home on Saturday. That was nice. And then there was the Champions League match this week. I'm not going to get into the City-Liverpool thing because I was very torn that evening, but the Roma match, Marv, the Roma match against Barcelona. What a game of football that was. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful game of football, Marv. It had everything you could possibly want from a game of football. And I love football again. And it's all thanks to Rome. It was lovely to watch. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And on that note, it's now time for our next interview of the night. And that involves the player manager, who's also beautiful, Tom Greaves.
Gumtreaves? Oh, I'm a big fan of Gumtreaves. It's a weird joke, isn't it?
Is that so how you're going into
it's
it?
It's a strange joke, isn't it? Gom Treves. I mean, it's not even like Gom or Treves means anything. So, spoonerizing the name Tom Greaves doesn't really achieve anything except... I mean, I might have got a laugh from someone that just appreciates really random humour, but that's a push, isn't it?
Tom Greaves here, he is speaking on Thursday, talking about this weekend's match.
You see, now I feel like I need to find another, you know, light and Marv-esque thing to say, because people have written in, Ben. They enjoy the random stuff from me, so we should maintain it. Give it one more and I'll find another way in.
Here is Tom Greaves talking to me on Thursday about this weekend's upcoming league match with Darlington at Broaders Park.
It's Tom Greaves!
So welcome back to the show, Tom. First question, and it's a question I always ask you. How's this week been in training?
Yep, excellent. To be honest, we had Tuesday night off. We had a little get-together with the lads. Everyone's played a lot of minutes, so we went and had some food together and watched the football. So that was good. And it was a good rest for everybody as well. And then we had a really good training session last night. So, yeah, all good.
Excellent stuff. What game was Tuesday? Was that Roma and Barcelona?
No, it was the Liverpool-Man City game.
Oh, you watched the Liverpool-Man City game? Oh, you picked the wrong one. You should have picked the other one. That was much better.
Anyway,
last week's result against Tamworth. What have you taken from that result now, a week on? Is that pressure off now for you? Or are you thinking we just need a couple of more points on the board and that'll be it? Or do you even think we need to go even further than that?
To be fair, we want to finish as high up the league as possible and as with many points as possible, really. So we won't be taking the foot off the gas at all. A few results have gone for us, so it looks a little bit prettier the table now, but we're not safe for anything yet, so we've just got to keep plugging away and keep going. I was really pleased with the lads last week. I thought we defended really well, especially Jordan and Hughesy at the back. I thought they were absolutely solid. We were never worried, even though they had a lot more possession than probably we did. Got a little bit of luck with the first goal. Obviously, the keepers fumbled one in for us, but that's just the luck that we've not been having. So fingers crossed it might have changed a little bit for us. It was a huge 3 points, and it was really pleasing to get that away win as well.
And you touched upon the defence there. I mean, Matt Hughes, I think that was his best performance in an FC United shirt, and unfortunately he got a red card for it as well.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that does lead me on to my first question about personnel for tomorrow. Is that him done now for the season, or has he got games left, or when does that kick in, that suspension?
It does kick in tomorrow. I'm yet to find out how many games that is. Hopefully we'll have him back for probably maybe the cup final and the Ferriby game. I'm not sure how many games he does get. Jamal as well, he's missed training this week. He's coming off with a groin injury last week, so he won't be available. And Gerard Gann has broke his jaw playing for Fleetwood the other day, so that's not a good one. He'll be out for the rest of the season. So that one's probably a big blow for us. She's been doing really well as a lad, and it's unfortunate for us again. It's another striker, but we're feeling confident going into the game. We've got enough there to win the game, and fingers crossed we can go and do that.
Well, on behalf of everyone on the radio, a big get well soon then to Mr. Gannon. That sounds horrendous. I was going to ask you about people like Sam Baird then, when it comes to Matty Hughes, because obviously if Matty Hughes is missing tomorrow, we're going to need another centre-back. You could go with Kay, or you could go with Sam Baird. Is Sam Baird back available for selection?
Yeah, he's done everything that he's needed to do now. He's got all his training sessions in with the doctors and the physios and things. So, he'll be available for selection tomorrow. But yeah, Scott's a good option to go back in there if he's not fully fit. But we're confident Sam will be, and it's good to have him back.
And obviously, it's a similar question I asked you last week about Sam Tatum. He had a good game when he came on last week, as he did the week before. You've got Jones back as well. Are these players now, you know, you've got them back in the fold for the remaining games of the season? They're up for selection as well, I take it, tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Sam's been super the last few games, and he's been really, really good in training as well. It looks like he's playing full of confidence at the minute, so he's definitely in with a shout of playing tomorrow. And Jones, he's not available for us tomorrow, but he should be on Tuesday.
And everyone else is fit and available for selection. Racky as well. Is Racky's suspension finished now?
Yeah, Danny's available again, yeah. So that's good. We've got a big enough squad and a good enough squad to choose from, and we're confident we can go get the result.
Now, I'm going to end this interview, Tom, by asking you something that popped into my head as I was looking at the league table. We've obviously got York on Tuesday. York are 10 points up the road. There's 12 points available for FC United. I know you've been saying you ruled out the playoffs, but seriously now, are you ruling out the playoffs, I take it?
Absolutely, yeah. That was never in my sight. I took over. My main aim was to keep this club in this division. Fingers crossed another win, another two wins potentially will make that mathematically impossible for us to go down. So it'd just be nice now to finish as high up as we can and potentially beat last season's points total.
Yeah. Now, Ben, we need to get into something here. It's something we've not talked about a lot of because I don't care for it anymore. We don't really watch it anymore. But MasterChef has been in the global news, Ben.
Yes, Marv, about chicken and how you cook chicken.
Yeah, chicken rendang, which, it wasn't crispy enough, according to Greg. And then people went on Twitter and said, a rendang's never crispy, you bloody idiot. God, these celebrity judges that claim to be brilliant chefs. And that's where Greg Wallace has got everyone, Ben. He has never once claimed, and you know I'm not a fan of Greg, but he's never once claimed to be a world famous chef or even someone with a high palate of taste. He is a grocer from the West End of London. I don't want to defend Greg, but at the same time, you know, I also like dissing people on Twitter because I think the whole concept of Twitter is awful.
Now, you and I both know, Marv, that, you know, if you've been doing something for a long time, doubts start
to pop
in. It gets harder because doubts start to pop in your mind and you think to yourself, maybe I should do something else.
Like sex. That's basically what you're talking about, right? We're talking about sex.
A little insight there.
You get into it and it's fun and it's been going on for a while and you go, could I read a book at the same time? You know, could I just quickly get a Beano on the bed and just have a look at see what Dennis is up to.
I was thinking, not to dismiss your lovemaking or anything like that, Matt, but I was referring
to your... I didn't call it lovemaking, Ben.
I was referring to your artistic creations and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. You get,
my children's
you have
poetry.
You have doubts in your mind, and after you've been doing it for a while, you take the knocks to heart a lot more. And hopefully that's going to be the case for MasterChef. And they finally go, you know what? Sod it. Just, can't be bothered anymore.
You know
Let's
what?
Stop.
Yeah. I mean, it's been ridiculous for a while. I'm surprised that more people haven't written in and complained about the fact that on professional MasterChef, they're supposed to be professionals, but yet in the market stall challenge, or whatever the hell they call it, where they're basically presented with an Asda and said, just, you know, make food, some of them go, I've got no idea what to do. You're a professional chef, mate! So I've been going back, as you know, because I told you last week, I've been going back watching Old Bake Off.
Yes.
Season 3 of Bake Off, Ben. That was the classic series of Bake Off.
What are you doing to yourself? Why are you watching so much Bake Off?
Season 1 was slow and season 2 was all right, but season 3 had all the faces. It had Brendan in there, Ben, Catherine, Victoria, you remember all this, Ryan with his cheesecake. Oh, what a series. Mel and Sue were at their finest. It was a great time to be British, Ben, you know? It was before London 2012 when we peaked. And let's be honest, since 2012, it's all gone downhill, hasn't it? not just in terms of the Olympics, but in terms of this entire country.
And
that was the happiest this country's ever been, right?
What, London 2012?
Just that year, because it wasn't there, like there was the Jubilee that year as well, and people had like, loads of parties, you know.
There was
the streets.
That.
Great British Men U did a Jubilee special that was worth watching.
I agree with your comments a few weeks ago where you said 1999 was the highlight and we should have just stopped there.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, that's obvious to everybody.
Because that's before Coldplay. It's before Travis.
Yeah. You won the treble that year.
You won the treble, which wasn't a win for Manchester United necessarily. It was a win for football.
I mean, that's what all United fans say, so shut the hell up.
It's true. They did it.
You're not going to get an Arsenal fan agreeing to that.
I made Dylan watch the treble DVD and you know, I said that Arsenal team there were the second best team in Europe at that time. Yeah.
there's actually a video I've been meaning to share with you on YouTube because I thought you'd find it interesting. It's an hour long and it's a complete history of Middlesbrough Football Club all the way back to 1858.
Well, they managed to cram all that into an hour.
I know, mate, right?
I know, that's amazing. Speaking of...
The bit itself takes 20 minutes.
Speaking of over-egging puddings, Harry Kane. Harry Kane.
Yes, mate. The striker, England striker.
Yes, he's been heavily criticised on social media this past week because the goals adjudication panel has given him a goal, which, based upon player testimony and reviewing match footage, I think it's very generous. Very
Whose
generous.
Whose goal was it?
It was meant to be Ericsson's.
And they've given it to Harry Kane.
Yes.
So he can get the golden boot.
And the thing is, it's led to a lot of people likening Harry Kane really to Paul Nuttall. And I do think that's unfair. I mean, he wasn't
it's
there.
It's not Harry Kane's fault. But, you know, still, World Cup to look forward to, isn't it, eh?
Gates had got in touch on Twitter and said, our second goal at Tranmere Rovers last night has now been awarded to Harry Kane. So it's that level. It's that level
that's pretty
we're
funny.
Talking about.
That's pretty funny.
Former England striker Gary Lineker said, I can think of half a dozen from the national side. I might claim I was only 10 yards away from Platt's volley against Belgium, if that's near enough, could yet be England's leading scorer of all.
I do like Gary Lineker. I've got a lot of time for Gary.
And Alan Shearer, I wonder if they will give me the other nine I also scored but were not given. Hashtag 269, hashtag appeal. Anyway, congratulations to Harry Kane anyway on... And on that note, that is the end of the show.
Get him. Bav, is that you finishing?
Take us home.
Oh, right. You've been listening to the Friday Night Shindig, Knots Alive, here on FCM Radio. Radio for FC United Manchester. If the comments, views expressed in this show have angered you, please feel free to get in touch on marvandben@fcumradio.co.uk. Or you can tweet us at FCUMRadii.
And just to say, if you do get a bounce back email which says this email address doesn't exist, don't worry, that's just our standard way of answering email. We did get the email, don't worry.
Totally got it, and we prioritise all of our responses at the same priority level, which means none of them ever get replied to. So, tricky.
The clue is in the name of the radio station. We don't really take things that serious anymore.
FCUM Radio?
I was thinking of changing the name, actually, to FCUIT Radio.
FC what?
FCUIT Radio.
I mean, that doesn't work, mate. If you're trying to make it a hit, then that doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
Why is the U there? It should just be FCIT.
No, because there's a U in oh,
F-C-U-M.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I do that joke again?
Yeah, I'll just take it straight out. Just go around. So, you know, get in touch with fcumradio.co.uk. I was setting you up, mate, that you can just come straight in with your line.
What line?
I'm thinking about changing the name of the radio station.
Oh, I wasn't really... I was going to keep
the...
I was going to keep the... Seriously, when have we ever edited jokes like that before? That's horrendous.
I wasn't actually going to edit. I was setting you up to be Phil so you could listen to it later going, oh, he didn't edit it out. It's hard talking with you when I can't see you. Can I say that?
I'm thinking of changing the name of the station to FCIT Radio.
That peaked. That laugh peaked, everyone. Just went to a vegan restaurant, Ben. Hello? All right, well, you've been listening to Friday Night Shindig here on FCM Radio.
Matt, you went to...
Ah,
God.
Good pause. Yet again, enjoying your own jokes more than mine. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.